Many people believe that they can never really change because this is just the way I am. In other words, they blame their nature. I'm a night person, so don't talk to me in the morning. I'm always grumpy in the morning. I'm not well organized. I'm not as good as other people, and so forth. This kind of self-defeating determinism is part of the apostasy. It really is. The world's paradigms teach determinism. They teach us that we are victims of cultural forces and institutions. Thus, many people just capitulate and literally wait for things to happen to them. They give away their future. Tomorrow is made hostage to yesterday. But Joseph Smith's example teaches us that accepting responsibility for our lives is absolutely essential to our growth. Become a person who takes the initiative and makes things happen. If you have difficulty in your marriage, it only takes one to make a difference, not two. Just start by being a light instead of a judge, being a model rather than a critic. Start making deposits into the emotional bank account. Serve. Exercise kindness. Keep the promises you make. Be loyal. Don't find fault. And when you make a mistake, apologize. That was wrong. I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me. Do these things for 30 days and see what begins to happen. Taking initiative is especially crucial in our relationship with the Lord. If we want to bring about a personal restoration of the gospel in our lives or in the lives of others, we must exercise faith in Christ and act with great courage as Joseph Smith did. He once said, "God hath not revealed anything to Joseph, but what he will make known unto the 12, and even the least saint may know all things as fast as he is able to bear them." Close quote. I believe that we have enormous capacity to do good and contribute to the world. I don't believe in a simple life. I believe in simple motivations, but I believe in a complex life filled with projects that can help other people. The Lord has instructed us that men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness, for the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves. And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward. Close quote. I'm also convinced that this power within us, the power to do good, is greatly magnified and enhanced by our partnership with Christ. He said, "For the works which you have seen me do, that shall ye also do. Therefore, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily I say unto you, even as I am."